ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। Hare Krishna. This is very much an auspicious period, the period of Kartik, where it's explained that bhakti, devotional service, and the spiritual credit you get from devotional service is on sale. When you have a sale, you know what that means. Easy to get, or for the same money, you get more products. Okay? So this evening's text is from Bhagavad Gita chapter 2. Chapter 2 is contents of the Gita summarized. That's the title of it. So text 59. But I couldn't help but put the plug in that this is Kartik time and you take advantage very much of doing service. You can also take a vow, a spiritual vow, and you get extra credits for doing that. Okay. So you can find out more from the senior devotees around here what it means. If you don't know what that means, it means you may chant one more round like that, or listen more to lectures. Things that you haven't been doing or haven't been doing as much, now you want to do a little more this time. You get more credits for doing that. Okay, so Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text 59. Don't have it here. So, thank you. As much as you can hear, please repeat after me. Vishaya Vini Vartante Mira Harasya Dehina Rasa Varjan Raso Api Asya Param Drishva Nirvatate. Please repeat. Vishaya, objects for sense enjoyment. Vinivartante, are practiced to be refrained from. Niraharasya, by negative restrictions. Dehina, for the embodied. Rasavajam, giving up the taste. Rasa, sense of enjoyment. Api, although there is. Asya, his. Param, far superior things. Drishva, by experiencing. Nivartate, he ceases from. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, the taste for sense objects remains. But seizing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste is fixed in consciousness. Okay, please repeat. Though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, the taste for sense objects remains. But seizing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Unless one is transcendentally situated, it is not possible to cease from sense enjoyment. The process of restriction from sense enjoyment by rules and regulations is something like restricting a diseased person from certain types of eatables. The patient, however, neither likes such restrictions nor loses his taste for eatables. Similarly, sense restriction by some spiritual process like Ashtanga Yoga in the matter of Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, etc. is recommended for less intelligent persons who have no better knowledge. But one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the course of his advancement in Krishna consciousness no longer has a taste for dead material things. Therefore, restrictions are there for the less intelligent neophytes in the spiritual advancement of life. But such restrictions are only good until one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. When one is actually Krishna conscious, he automatically loses his taste for pale things. Om Agina Tibedanasya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sicha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tamsajibam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sicha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sundibhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadarha Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurabani Pacharini Nirveshesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Sitarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Goyatise Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himabhya Divyacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, the translation again, Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text 59. Though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, the taste for sense objects remains. But seizing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So, this is Sri Krishna speaking to Arjuna for our benefit, because it's recorded in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, embodied soul, that would be us. Our souls are in these bodies, in the heart area. That's why every time we say, I won, or some people go, I won, you go like that. You tap your heart area, right? Because that's where the real person is, the soul. So this physical body is the cage that the soul is in. And that's why Krishna is explaining, though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment. So in the material world, people try to have fun, and they call that enjoyment. But Krishna says, that's just satisfying the senses. There is real enjoyment. Satisfying the senses of this body. There's real enjoyment. The real enjoyment is the enjoyment connected with the real we, real us, the soul. So there's enjoyment that comes from within. There's satisfaction that comes from within. This is all in the heart area. The soul is in the heart area. So, Krishna is explaining, Though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, in other words, you come to Christian consciousness, they say, give up the so-called material enjoyment. We say so-called because unless you have experienced the spiritual satisfaction and spiritual enjoyment that's there, you don't know it can be that good. You just don't know. Okay, so then you stay with this other one that everybody is trying to satisfy themselves for. Well, you know what it is like here. We can never really be satisfied. There's always some trouble. Oh, this place is, don't worry about why there's trouble. It's built like that. It's just designed like that. It's actually designed by Krishna to make us tired of this place, so we begin to ask, how do I go home? Where is home? How do I get there? Okay, it's designed like that, literally. So this place is actually Krishna's house of correction. It's jail. So you never heard it before, today you've heard it. So my spiritual master, his name is Bhaktivedanta Swami, he's left the body about 15 years ago. When I was in Giddinagri, as Jonathai, my godfather, explained, we lived there, my wife and I, 21 years. So he used to write letters to the community, United Community, Giddinagri. And he would start, I never understood why, but he said, dear Giddinagri inmates. More than one letter, open letter to the devotees, dear Giddinagri inmates. I'm going, what do you mean? I never asked him though. He said, dear Giddinagri inmates, but inmates are people who are in prison. I thought this is a dam, Krishna's embassy, but he's calling us inmates. But actually, it took a while for me to get to the point where, yeah, this is the real deal. The situation we're in is, we are away from Krishna's loka, abode, where the real fun is. We don't go there with these bodies. As you know, these bodies perish after what we call it death. The soul, after we have practiced Krishna consciousness and stayed away from this sense of enjoyment, and taking the process of Krishna consciousness seriously, and by the way, it's been made very simple. We can hear as you're doing now, and also chant. And the chanting is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya, Krishna that came in combination of Radha Krishna, he made life very, very simple for connecting with Krishna consciousness. All he said is, you should chant the holy name in song and dance like we just did a few hours ago, or maybe, a few minutes ago. I don't know, the last hour or so. And of course, it's been 24 hours to that time, right? 23 more hours, all that time this is going on. Then you also eat Krishna prasadam. When you cook, you offer to Krishna, Radha and Krishna, to your spiritual master, or if you don't not initiate it, to Srila Prabhupada, and then you eat that. This food is spiritualized. So it's a very simple process. It's a very simple process. You dance, you chant, you eat Krishna prasadam, and you get purified. It's very simple. Now, there are some details to it though. Those in the spiritual world, even though we've forgotten the way it used to be there, the way our lives were like there, because now we're in this jail for a short period of time. By the spiritual time, this is short. We've been here a long time, but it's short. So we get to go back, because anyone that takes Krishna consciousness seriously, even to some extent, is on their way back. Is on their way back. His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj explained that. If you take Krishna consciousness, if you get connect with it, you're going to go back to Godhead. It's a question of whether you're going to leave this particular body and go back, or you come back for a few more bodies before you finally go back, but you will definitely go back. So that's the good news. So if you really are hungry, you want to get out quickly, hungry to see Krishna, hungry to be involved in Krishna consciousness, hungry to be in our original natural position of knowing everything, this is the soul's nature. Knows everything, the soul doesn't die, it doesn't get old. And there's always one party after another. This is home. One party after another. Hmm? The setup, the work is to set up for the next party. It's like that. Now, when you think about it, why not? If we say God is kind, we say God is loving, we say God is all-powerful, now why wouldn't he make a place that if he's loving that we can enjoy some more? Why not? Of course he would create a place like that. A place like that. That's real home. So this is when we got in a little trouble and didn't follow the things the way it's supposed to be, and we compared ourselves to Krishna and says, well, Krishna gets all the marbles, how come I don't get at that level? We were a little envious. Maybe for some of us, we're a lot envious. And, well, if you do that, then you're not in Krishna's program, so they put you out and put you in this place. Okay? Now, it's kind of designed in such a way that if you want to play God, you can. But in the end, you're going to be frustrated. It's set up like that. So you can play God all you want. Some countries want to be number one. Some country has been number one, like this country. Another country wants to be number one, huh? China. So on and on and on and on and on. Sometimes I think, well, the United States made a lot of money, right? And then they became very powerful. And then they got into debt. Now, so if China is going the same route, making a lot of money and spending a lot of money on ammunition, isn't it possible that that's why they're also going to be in debt? And they're going to come down? The same thing. Same thing. You can't win here. You read history, one empire rose up, and then another, and then it went down. Roman Empire used to be at some point, and Roman Empire doesn't exist anymore. Then he went to British Commonwealth, then he went to Japan because he made all these cars, and then and on and on and on and on and on. And now China says, well, I'm going to be number one. Well, they'll go down too. Because number one is always Krishna. And we are servants of Krishna. Better, Srila Prabhupada says, we serve the servants of Krishna. Mm-hmm. The more we serve the servants of Krishna, the more humble we become. And Krishna likes that. And Radharani likes that. And so they will also relate to us. So we are practicing in this temple. It's like playing house. Learning how to get back to loving God. Because we forgot, we tried to do it on our own. Hmm? We wanted to be the boss. We're put here. And you can try it for a while, but you know, life is tough. Hmm? You don't work in the spiritual world. Here you have to work. See, Papa gave an analogy. So he says, for those of you who make good money, six figures and so on, so you can pay all your bills and you have some left over. So you can go on vacation, some, you know, and then come back, whatever, and then the work is still there, you have to do it. So you earn good money. So he was even comparing those who are making money, good money, what's called good money. And then he said, do you think Krishna is like you? That Krishna goes to work, and he was kind of generous. He gets in at 10 o'clock in the morning. Most people go in earlier than that. You think Krishna goes to 10 o'clock in the morning, and he works to maybe 5 o'clock, and at the end of the week, he gets some nice salary, pays all his bills, and some is left over, and then he tells Radharani, let's go have fun. Is that what Krishna lives? Is that how he lives life? He doesn't work for nothing. Everything is there. He is the source of everything, material and spiritual. And so he is trying to get us to go home, go back home, because he knows we're never going to be really happy here. And so he's arranged for his representative, we call him Guru. And there are categories of Guru. There's Vatma Pradaksha Guru. Vatma Pradaksha Guru is the one that introduces you to Krishna consciousness first time. And then the one that connects you with the siblic succession is called Diksha Guru. There's a whole ceremony that takes place. After you've taken it so seriously, the process seriously, then Krishna finds you, gets you a Guru that you can connect with, you can feel good with. Then he'll direct you. And then there's a whole bunch of people that give you instructions on Krishna, on spiritual life. So you follow, and you know people have different flavors of how they present the same thing, whatever you, you know, can connect with, just like we're doing now. So the whole point is there is another place, our original home. It's the spiritual world. This is the material world. You can try to be successful here. It won't work. You won't be totally satisfied. It doesn't work like that. is designed such that you have to just get connected to going back home. And you chant and you hear, and then of course you associate with the bodies because they're doing the same thing. If you want to lose weight, be around people who are working on losing weight. You don't go the other way, right? Yeah, so it's like that. If you want to learn how to play tennis, don't play with a beginner. You're not going to learn properly. You have to go with somebody who's a pro who can teach you. So in spiritual masters and senior bodies, they do that. They teach. So I went through a long process of learning in Gitanagari. I said the boot camp, if you hear me say that, okay? That's where we learn most of our things about how to, the do's and don'ts in spiritual life. The do's and don'ts. And now, just like anybody, you know, you learn something, you start, you also share. So that's what we're doing here. So, in the purport, this is the commentary by Srila Prabhupada. He says, and he comes directly out, he says, unless one is transcendentally situated, it is not possible to cease from sense enjoyment, material sense enjoyment. Unless you are situated at a transcendental level, then how do you get to transcendental level? That would be the obvious question. So, first of all, be good. We don't have to tell you how to be good. If you're being bad, if you're being offensive, and you're being a pain in the neck, you already know. You're not kids, you can tell that. So stay away from that. Because you're never going to grow, and you're not going to grow spiritually. Not only that, I mean, you know from the material standpoint, but the actual fact is, Srimati Radharani, who's the mother of devotion, she gets very upset when you do negative things to yourself and to others. Why to yourself? Well, these bodies are not ours. Krishna created everything. So even the bodies we have now belong to Krishna. So we can't abuse them. In other words, you cannot drink and make your body weaker, your liver weaker. Okay, you cannot smoke and wind up getting cancer, and you know that it's coming, and you do it anyway. Krishna says, but the body belongs to me. You're just borrowing it for a lifetime. So you can't mess it up. So all of these things are important. And then, of course, you can't also disturb other people, do things to hurt their feelings and so on. Because in the spiritual world, everybody relates lovingly to everyone else. So if you're going to go home, it's just that simple. You can't bring all kinds of negative things and think that you'll be allowed to join those who are having fun and being loving towards each other. It's just not going to work. And you don't have a right to go. They allow you to go. So if you don't do right, you're not going to be allowed to go. And so the whole thing is packaged like, if you do something negative, you make somebody else upset, it's called Vaishnav Aparad. Now, Aparad, Radha, Radha's name is in there. So that's life without Radha. Offense. And so it says, if you commit offense, then it doesn't matter how many rounds you chant. We have regulated principles. If you follow even them, still, you won't be allowed back. The problem is, if you do something that's negative repeatedly, it becomes a habit. And you can't take that habit to those who are positive and doing nice things in the spiritual world. Therefore, you won't be allowed in there. That's all. You just won't fit in. That's all. It's been made into a rule, but you really don't fit in, so they won't let you go. So if you want, and if you stay here, you're going to suffer more and more and more and more. Because even the things that are called our major elements, the earth, then there's water, then there's fire, and then there's ether, and I'm missing one. Air. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether. The five major elements here. We subsist. We live our lives based on that. But even that gives us trouble. The earth. Yes. We grow, farmers grow vegetables. There's some animals, eat grass and so on, all from the earth. But the same earth can open up an earthquake. The same earth. And give us trouble. Water, sure, we need water. We need water in large quantities like the oceans, we can travel on there. We have our water that we drink. We have water that are used for the plants. But then when it rains too much and the water goes up and up and up and up, now you got a flood. Or when it rains and the temperature drops below freezing, now on the streets, you don't have a regular street anymore. You have ice. You can't drive on it. Same water. Same water. Air. Sure, we need to breathe air. But when the air whizzes around into a cone and it's coming, it's called a tornado, you better run away. That thing will get you a house and everything. Or a hurricane, which is a combination of the wind and also the water. Then ether, which we call space. Yeah, space, well, you know, it's there. It doesn't seem so harmful. But say I'm going to this place and I'm flying an airplane and the announcement comes there's something wrong with the plane and the plane is coming down. You're going to wish you're on the earth at that time. Believe me, when the plane is coming down. Why? Because they have all that space that's come down and boom. So even those things that we actually depend on can give us trouble. It's just designed that way in this place. So we got to stay away from sense enjoyment. Take the process of Krishna consciousness. It's simplified now in this age called Kali Yuga. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Associate with devotees. Do not offend people. It's just simple. Don't do anything to upset somebody else. That's all. So when you're speaking, even if you're speaking something that's serious, try to use mild words. Try to use mild words to make your point. I learned that from Mother Kanini, a number of devotees, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, in Gidanagri, which is a farm community, the Krishna consciousness farm community. So I was new, you know, and I just come in and living in Washington, D.C., Maryland area, and then moved to Pennsylvania, but that area. And there were some things that I was supposed to do, and I wasn't doing them right because, you know, I just was learning. So Mother Kalini, Mataji, the white body Mataji, older Mataji, sat me down, and she explained, okay, so you do this. He didn't say, why didn't you do the white? No. He says, you do this. He explained everything. I listened, calm voice, and when she finished, he says, it would be a good idea to keep that in mind. That's it. And walked away. Said the same thing in a non-offensive way, even though she was senior to me. She could have jumped on me if she wanted to, but obviously I'd be very upset. And maybe put myself down or something and feel like inadequate and stuff. But she explained it simply. Another example. Balabhadra Prabhu will stop after this one. Balabhadra Prabhu, another Srila Prabhupada disciple, expert in caring for cows, came to Gidanagri. My godbrother Sarita, city guy, come in, don't know how to do anything with cows. But he's been giving the service and he's learning. So obviously he made a lot of mistakes. So Balabhadra Prabhu came to Gidanagri to visit and watched him as he was doing with the cows and so on. So he noted a few things. And then he told him, when we came, there was a lecture given by my Guru Maharaj. So we all assembled where it was supposed to. I happened to be sitting next to the two of them, Balabhadra and Sarita, my godfather. So I could overhear what they were saying. And Balabhadra is explaining, okay, so if you do this, the cows now, you do this. He doesn't say it's bad. He says, if you do this, then there's concern. So he plays the word bad with concern. Another mild word. Like that. So you learn like that. And if you pray about it, Krishna will give you so many mild words to use. Then you can make your point and not offend people. That's very important. And then, of course, you change your answer. Aparad will stop you from going back to Godhead. But it doesn't matter what you do. It will stop you. That's why we stress it so much. Okay, so we should stay away from sense gratification and take this process seriously. Because when we chant, we feed our soul. Chanting is food, spiritual food for the soul. And that will make the soul happy. And the soul is the real, you know, us, right? So when the soul is happy, then we won't worry too much about things that bother us, material things. We can easily, I mean, they're there, but they won't affect us the way we just, oh, why isn't it? You stop all of that. You just naturally stop it after a while of doing this. And so you then are going higher, which is the last word, param dispa nirvatite. Replacing the lower, which is the material life, with the higher, that spiritual life. It comes from chanting and associating with devotees. And then eat spiritual food all you want. Right? Okay, so that's how that works. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, are there any questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the text,
yeah. Lifestyle, yeah. Very good question. Thank you for bringing it up. So, introspection, intro, internal, inspect, internal. The soul is internal. It's in the heart area. So, you can, in fact, and this is done, it depends on how you want to go about it. Some people go about it by, at the end of the day, looking closely at what they've done. Was this helpful? Was this not helpful? This statement that I made, this action that I took, was it coming from my real self or was it my ego that was playing into this? Okay, so you just basically inspect in terms of doing, I mean, going over what you've done for the day. Some people do that at the end of the week. You know, right? Sometimes some people do, monthly. We have some goals and see if they're going around that direction. Spiritual goals is definitely more important. That's what takes you back to God. And you can make material goals, but you should connect it with spirituality. So, you heard Mataji was saying that sometimes people relate the things about the body, they make it priority. And therefore, they don't really know what it is to do for the soul. But now that's a lot of people in this world that's like that, because they have heard that some people who are religious, they hear, well, when someone dies, then the soul goes on. That's the only time somebody's dead, you say, oh, the soul, then they remember there's a soul. But the soul is a real person. And so in Krishna consciousness, the whole Bhagavad Gita is about the science of the soul. And this text, that in this chapter we are at, actually the text before, talks about the nature of a soul. You cannot break it. You cannot moisten it. You cannot destroy it. The soul is actually permanent. It's a part of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it also has all knowledge. It is forever. It doesn't die. And also, it's always in bliss. Bliss means the highest happiness. So things that involve the soul is what we should be about. And the major thing is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, be among devotees, because they're doing the same thing. It will remind you, you will hear more from them also. Ask more questions like that and get to know more. And in the end, Krishna will be watching what we do. Remember, we're in jail? We're in jail. Therefore, you're not going to get immediately released or impress someone immediately. You have to go for a while. And Krishna says, okay, well, you're doing well, then you're on your way to parole and getting out of this jail, and outside the jail is all wonderful. It's a spiritual world. Okay? So, yeah, do check in on what you're doing and make sure that it's coming from a spiritual source rather than a material sense enjoyment type source. That's the introspection. And if you really are bold and humble, you can even ask those who are close to you, is there something about me that you think I need to fix about my spiritual life? Yeah, it may be difficult, but you really are humble. You can, and check in with somebody that will really give you critique, but from their hearts, not just want to put you down. Yeah, you can get like that. You can get like that. A spiritual master challenged us to do something like that. And yeah, you can. And they're going to use mild words, hopefully. They're not going to beat you down. Yeah, I got you now. You were like this, like this. Good you asked me. Huh? I've been waiting to tell you all these things today. Finally, you come to me. They're not going to do like that. The Buddhists aren't like that. Don't worry about it. They'll be even surprised that you asked in the first place. And they'll just, yeah, they'll tell you stuff. And even your ego jumps, oh, why did you say I'm like that? File it away. File it away. Don't react to it. Even if they don't mean well, just don't react to it. Sometimes you think, oh, yeah, something about me. He was right. Actually, I need to fix it. Then you can look like that. And Krishna, rather, they'll be happy. Next thing you know, you're back in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Good question. So, any more questions? Yes. His Holiness Bhakti Theatre Swami.
Did he have glasses?
Do you have a what?
Did he have glasses?
Glasses, yes.
Was he black?
Yes.
Oh, well,
he's a black body. Yeah. We're not really black. The body was black, yes. Okay. Well, we can talk because I have a whole bunch of his books. Krishna has arranged at this point. Literally, I have the good set now, so we can talk after this. Mm-hmm. Get you connected with those. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Nothing is by accident. You just asked me, I'm in the middle of actually getting all the good days from storage, literally, in my house, as we speak. About 200 books. 200 boxes of books. 200 boxes, never mind books. Yeah. Yeah. They were paying quite a bit of money for storage and they needed to get it out, and I volunteered to keep it out. So I just turned my basement a whole bunch. And he's asked, so yeah. We'll talk, right? Okay. Any other questions? Okay, so thank you very much. You put up with me by my Guru Maharaj. So, Shiva Bhavad Ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bo, Jai. Krishna's mercy, Jai. Goodness, mercy.
Hare Krishna, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
Also addressing the devotees that are online listening as well. Mm.